and welcome to the Victory Devotional Podcast. We invite you to take the next few minutes to connect with God, hear His voice, and respond in worship and prayer. Here's today's message.
You know, focus is very, very important. In life, focus is the central point. It is the center of interest or the activity or the hub. You know, my wife and I took Lamaze classes when our kids were going to get born, okay? When she was pregnant, we took those series of classes, and we were told, at least for her, when there's contractions, that she would need a focal point. You know, when you have the right focus, and so you want to make sure that, you know, it'll help her. And we were told that whenever the contractions got stronger, it would cause her to at least not get distracted or not focus on the pain, but focus on that thing that she had. It was a baby picture of her younger brother. But you know, when you have the right focus, you are indeed headed in the right direction. The Bible says in Philippians, okay, this was Paul teaching the church in Philippi. And let me give you a background, because that was what was happening was they were preaching for the wrong reasons. There were people who were preaching out of selfish ambition. There were those who were preaching out of, you know, insincerity. They were not very sincere. Others wanted to afflict him while he was in prison, or just do things that would not be helpful for the gospel. Others with wrong motives. But he said, as long as Jesus is preached, that's what's important. He had the right focus. He had the right purpose. He knew this was what was important. And in Philippians chapter 1, verse 18 to 21, let me read. Yes, and I will rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, this will turn out for my deliverance. This is Paul speaking to the church in Philippi. As it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all be ashamed, but that with full courage, now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. For me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. What laser beam focus? He says, for me, to live while I'm in this earth, while I'm living my life, Jesus is my goal. Jesus is my reason. Jesus is my finish line. Jesus is my center. You know, in the 1968 Olympics in Mexico, there was a guy named John Stephen Akwari, and he was from Tanzania. He was running the marathon. He cramped because of the, you know, he had a breathing problem, and he cramped, and because of the high altitude. At 19 kilometers, he was hit by other runners, jockeying for position, and he stumbled, and he hit his knee, wounded his knee, dislocated a joint, and his shoulder was bruised. But you know, he continued running the marathon. Out of 57 runners, he finished last. And so when he was about to finish and go through the finish line, there were a few people left in the stadium. And the good thing, there was still one last TV crew that was packing up and, you know, gave him an interview. It's like they were wondering, why did you even finish? It's like, I mean, you had reason to quit. You were injured, dislocated, wounded. Many others have gotten out of the race because of similar things. But this is what he said. John Stephen Akwari, he said, my country did not send me 5,000 miles to start the race. They sent me 5,000 miles to finish the race. He understood his purpose. He knew his center. He was very focused. And going back to the verse that we read earlier, you know, when you think about life can throw us a curveball easily that will distract us. Paul was not distracted. The apostle was not to be distracted. He said, to live is Christ. That was the goal. Jesus was the goal. Jesus was his finish line. And life, you know what, can throw us many different centers, can offer and attract us with many different centers. Career-centered. Life can become career-centered. I don't know, some of you have fallen into that trap. You know, you're in a rush every day, and you want to make sure you make the right presentation, and you skip this video to, 1.5 speed so that you can get to work right away, right? Or some of us become marriage-centered. Marriage now becomes the focus, or child-centered, or even family-centered. Some of us, that now becomes the focus. And while those are important things, your marriage obviously is, children are, your family is important, but that's not the center. Some could be wealth-centered, right? That making money becomes the purpose of life. Accumulating becomes the main objective of life. Or ambition-centered. I want to make sure I climb this ladder. And I forget who said it. Somebody said it this way. Something like, you know, the worst thing in life is you climb the ladder and you reach the top. And then you realize it was leaning on the wrong building. It's like you got to the top, but that was really not the plan or even just the purpose and design of God for you. Relationship-centered. Sometimes it just becomes about relationship or friendships. Pleasure-centered. What will mean best for me or what will make me feel good. Approval-centered. And somebody said it this way, if you live for the approval of man, you will die by their rejection. Approval. Others will be self-centered. But the call is to be Christ-centered. The call for the Christ follower is to be Christ-centered. Philippians 1:21, I want to go back to that. To live is Christ, and to die is gain. Because if to live for something is for something else, then to die will always be a loss. If to live is career, die is a loss because you can't have a career after death. If to live is marriage, there's no marriage in heaven, the Bible says. Your wife or your husband will be a brother or a sister in heaven, the Bible says. If to live is wealth, you can't bring your wealth to the next life. I remember a person who wanted to be buried in her red Cadillac. She did get her wish, but the Cadillac is still in the gravesite. Right? If to live is something else, then to die is a loss. But if to live is Christ, then to die is gain. A few application questions before we end. Number one, what is your life centered on these days? Career, family, relationship, wealth, what is it? Other than Jesus, you know it's not a good center. Number two, what boundaries can you set so that you don't get off center? And it's you know when you go to C5 or you go to EDSA, there are those, you know, bollards or those things that stop you from getting off to the next lane. What can be those things for you? Maybe it's reading every day. Maybe it's asking somebody for help to keep you accountable. Maybe it's prayer. Maybe it's making sure you get to church. There might be boundaries that God wants you to set. Finally, who can you talk to about this? Because, you know, sometimes medyo drawing lang, di ba? You just think about it, you pray about it, but if you expose it or talk to somebody about it, then you know it's serious. You can actually follow through because somebody can keep you accountable. Let me pray. Lord, thank you. We want our lives to be Christ-centered. As followers of Christ, you saved us. And because of that salvation we've received, out of that overflow and as a response, Lord, we want our center to be you. We want our focus to be on you. Life will throw distractions left and right, whether that's career, wealth, family, stuff, problems, friends, relationships. Lord, it will pull us away from the center. But thank you, God, that the grace of God appeared, and the Bible says that we can live a life of godliness as we've been set apart so that we can live a life that brings glory to you. Paul said, we make it our goal to please you. I pray, Lord, that the pleasure of God would be our final and major ultimate goal in life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Tumaan man ako sa lipis ng kamatayan. Takot ay walang lugar sa pusong may tiwala. Dumaan man ako sa libis ng kamatayan. Takot ay walang lugar, sa'yo ako'y tiwala. Tumaan man ako sa libis ng kamatayan. Takot ay walang lugar, sa pusong may tiwala. Ikaw ang aking tagapagligtas. Ikaw sa akin ang lahat-lahat. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Pag-ibig mo'y wala.
We end, let me leave you with this verse, and I pray that this would be real and this would be evident in your life. The God of peace, may He who has brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the eternal covenant, even Jesus our Lord, equip you in every good thing. May the Lord equip you in every good thing to do His will, working in us, that which is pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Have a great day.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope this helps you build a habit of hearing from God daily. For more messages like these, follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. If you'd like to watch these messages live every morning, visit us on facebook.com/victoryph.